So you're interested in finding ways to make literature more captivating, to really draw readers in. Well, this deep dive might just hold the key. We're delving into the world of multimodal literacy. We found some fascinating research from Keio University in Japan, and it really makes you think differently about what a book can be.
It certainly does. The researchers explore a compelling idea. What if we could make reading a more immersive experience by incorporating senses beyond just sight?
And they tie this to a trend that I know you're concerned about, this idea that readership is declining and how that might be impacting things like vocabulary and critical thinking.
Yes, there's a growing body of research that highlights the cognitive benefits associated with deep reading, the kind of engagement with text that many worry is becoming less common. Studies have shown positive correlations between deep reading and enhanced language abilities, increased empathy, even improved memory function. If we can find ways to encourage deeper engagement with reading, it could have a ripple effect, benefiting a wide range of cognitive skills.
And that's where this research gets really interesting. They propose enhancing the reading experience itself by bringing in elements like sound, touch, even vibration alongside the words on the page. For example, imagine you're reading a story about a rainy day. And as you read, you feel these very subtle vibrations on your fingertips that mimic raindrops. And at the same time, maybe you hear the sound of the downpour, perfectly synchronized with the text.
The idea is rooted in the way our brains naturally process information. We're constantly taking in input from multiple senses, and when these senses work together, it creates a more holistic memory. By incorporating sound, touch, even potentially smell or taste along with sight, we might be able to deepen our immersion in a narrative and enhance our ability to recall information later on.
To test this, the researchers started with an experiment focusing just on sound. They had participants read a short story called The Watchmaker, and some participants experienced the story with added sound effects, while others just read the text. What they found was that those who listened to the story with the sound effects actually rated it as less boring.
Which is a very intriguing finding. One theory is that the sound acts as a kind of subtle engagement tool. Even if we're not consciously paying attention to the sound effects, our brains are still processing them, and that extra layer of sensory input might be enough to keep our minds from wandering, which in turn helps to alleviate boredom.
So they started with The Watchmaker, focusing on sound, but then they wanted to see what a truly multimodal reading experience could be like, so they actually built a prototype.
They created a device using an iPad and added a vibration mechanism and a speaker, trying to seamlessly blend these sensory elements with text on a screen. That poses some unique design challenges.
So they're adding a whole new dimension to reading, literally. But how did this prototype actually work in practice? I know they chose a short story called John for this. What were they trying to create in terms of the experience?
They focused on enhancing the story's atmosphere. The story centers on a character who's having a really difficult day. The text doesn't ever come right out and say it's raining, but it does mention that the character's shirt is soaked, and that's where these multisensory elements come in. The word soaked triggers the sound of rain, along with gentle vibrations on the device meant to mimic raindrops, and even a visual rain effect on the screen.
So it's not that they're trying to directly translate every word into a sensory experience, but rather to create these subtle connections that deepen the mood and atmosphere, a kind of sensory storytelling.
Exactly. They call it the principle of valid co-occurrences, using the senses to reinforce an idea without being overly literal. In this case, the rain becomes this sensory metaphor for the character's emotional state.
Which opens up so many possibilities. Imagine how you could use this to enhance different genres, different emotions. A thriller could sync up with your heartbeat, or a love story could release the scent of flowers during a romantic scene. The potential for evoking those really visceral responses through this kind of sensory augmentation is incredible.
The possibilities are vast. But of course, there are challenges inherent in designing these experiences. How do you make sure the sensory elements are actually enhancing the story and not distracting from it? How do you create a system that's both immersive and intuitive for the user? These are all questions that researchers in this field are actively exploring.
You've touched on this idea of immersion, but how do you even begin to quantify something as subjective as immersion? It's not like measuring someone's math skills, how immersed someone feels in a story, seems incredibly difficult to measure.
It's a fascinating challenge. Researchers typically use a combination of methods to try to assess immersion. Subjective measures often involve questionnaires, where participants are asked to rate their level of immersion on different scales. But there are also more objective approaches, such as tracking eye movements or measuring physiological responses like heart rate and skin conductance. By monitoring these physiological cues, researchers can gain insight into levels of engagement and emotional arousal, providing a more objective window, so to speak, into that immersive experience.
And this research really makes you think about the future of books, about the future of storytelling itself. What if every book came with its own customized sensory soundtrack? What if classrooms could use these technologies to make learning much more engaging? It really makes you wonder what directions this research might take next, building on these initial experiments.
Well, they did mention several avenues for further exploration. One thing they're interested in is conducting larger scale studies involving more participants. This would allow them to really see how these multi-sensory elements might influence things like how well people comprehend and remember what they read, not just how immersed they feel. They mentioned using things like immersion questionnaires, comprehension tests, even having people try to retell the story to see what they recall.
This research really prompts us to reconsider the future of literature, the very essence of storytelling. Picture a world where every book is accompanied by a meticulously crafted sensory experience, or where classrooms harness these technologies to create truly captivating learning environments.
A captivating vision indeed. However, it's crucial to acknowledge the potential downsides that might accompany any emerging technology. Will this enhanced reading experience inadvertently become a crutch, hindering our ability to engage deeply with text on its own? Conversely, could this be the key to unlocking a new level of engagement with literature, especially for those who struggle with traditional reading? These are questions that warrant careful consideration as this field progresses.
This has been a truly thought-provoking exploration of multimodal literacy. Thank you for guiding us through this fascinating research. To our listeners, if you're eager to delve deeper into the intricacies of this work, you'll find a link to the full research paper in our show notes. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.